It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Bells, Yuletide bliss, 'tis the season. We're back to cloudy right now. We're at 3 below. I got croom caca, and I want to thank that sweet lady that stopped in and left me croom caca today. I love my job.
Isn't it wonderful?
I really do, and this time of year, it's like, you know, here you go.
It's the giving season.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was such a sweetheart. Walked in, set it down, so I got some croom caca for you, and just, you know, turned around and walked out, and it's like, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I love what I do for a living. And then I get to talk to you every Friday.
Right, and we're in a small community, so we're all neighbors. We all know one another. So
without
a doubt. Perfect.
Okay, let's start with what's going on now at CHI, and then I got a bigger question for you. What's happening?
Well, right now, we do have an outbreak of influenza. You know, we've got masking going on in the nursing home, and we've got quite a few cases in the hospital. So just, you know, the holidays are coming. Everybody's going to be out and about. Be very vigilant. If you have symptoms, just stay home because, you know, if it hits the compromised or the elderly, you know, it's very detrimental.
Could be
them.
Severe, yeah.
Yeah, right? So anyway, what's going on at the hospital? You know, wrapping up the year, our numbers are shining, and we just sent off for capital for our fluoroscopy room.
All right. Very excited.
Brian, our manager of x-rays, just tickled pink that we're going to move forward with that because our radiologist should be coming sometime in the beginning of the year. So we'll be doing some diagnostics. We will be doing some interventional radiology. And then we've got, what else do we got going on?
You are on the move.
Therapy department. You know, we had some great, Sarah and Hannah. They're wonderful. They stayed on PRN to help out, but they got, they advanced to another facility where they're moving up the chain to be managers and whatnot. So I'm grateful for them that we gave them the path for that. So I signed a contract with Big Stone. They'll be coming in probably February 1st or sooner.
Fantastic.
And we talked about pediatrics. We talked about, you know, the swimming pool, what to capitalize on. And the manager of that had been with Common Spirit, so he knows our gym. And I think he was as tickled as we were to sign on with them to get the opportunity to come in. So,
sure.
You know, and so folks listening, if we've had to kind of turn some of you away and we've offered you, you know, the other facilities in our community, that we will be back, we'll be up and running and hopefully even better because, you know, right now it's very hard to find PT and OT and speech. It's terrible out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Stone comes with about 500 employees, and that's their expertise. That's what they enjoy doing. So it was a no-brainer, Bill.
Finding ways to make it work.
That's just it.
Okay, let's get to the bigger question, and I've been dying to get you in here today because I'm going to ask Terry.
Okay.
Okay, it's our year-end and our year-end review.
Right.
Looking back at 2025 at CHI St. Francis.
Oh, man.
What kind of year? And I can't wait. It's like I can't wait to ask her this question.
So what kind of year that we had?
Yeah.
You know, again, listening to the employees wanting to make a difference and giving them the opportunity to have a voice, an opportunity to see change and to see them get so engaged, you know, the removing the footings outside, on the outside, doing ditching, painting the walls and doing the carpet. That was kind of that set the tone, you know, when you're at home and you can do a remodel, how that makes you feel. And then it was just getting all the departments engaged. You know, we brought in Dr. Brightman and that complements the Sanford, Dr. G, and Essentia, Dr. Wassmiller and Moe. It's not like taking business away, but how can we treat people
working
in the
together,
community?
Yeah.
So Dr. Brightman has been an absolute godsend for this community. So that our surgery numbers are going up. Then we brought in an external radiologist that's specifically for CHI St. Francis so that we can do our CAT scans and our MRI reads and even any plain x-ray, not having to wait, you know, the 3 weeks for our non-employee people to read it. Yeah. So we can get those turned around in a couple days, if not 24 hours. So those numbers have really climbed up. Again, it's just to meet the needs of the community. And let's see, I'm just trying to think when I go through the departments.
It's a big question. And I'm thinking, okay, there's four words I connect with Terry Anderson. Here's what we've added.
Right.
Every week you've been coming in with something bigger and something better and better ways to serve the community.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. You know, and even capitalizing on the food pantry and, you know, like long-term care, their goal was to keep giving food to the food pantry every month. So it's that it's just changed. The atmosphere's changed, and when you sit back in my chair and I'm like, am I pushing too fast? Am I pushing too hard? You know, and it is a huge accomplishment just to see what everything is going on. So, okay. Yeah, Bill.
Well, you can't argue with the truth. And again, you can see the changes. You can feel it out there. And you know things are moving in a positive direction.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, and then finding the time to celebrate. Yeah. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. And so if you have a chance to sit and visit with your colleague or spend more time with the patient, that's the answer. So,
right.
Yeah. And the other thing is we're going to have our VP start the 5th of January. Bernadette Parker comes with lots of knowledge. So we waited for the right person. She will start. And so our senior exec team will be complete.
Right. You're going to bring her in here to talk.
Absolutely.
She's
got a bit of an accent, so this will be good.
I've been told so do we, but
yeah,
you know,
can't
quite pick it up.
Me neither. I was in Nebraska, and they said, you've got an accent. I said, no, I don't. We sound the same.
You must be from the north, yeah.
From Minnesota, right?
You sure? You betcha.
And Senior Life Solutions took off. Our mental health took off. We brought in Aziz and Jessica, you know, and it's all falling together. Every manager has a vision, and they've just capitalized on it.
I love that. Here's what we've added. Yeah. That's it. I love it when you come through the door every Friday. It's like,
and
well,
you know, you have your setbacks. Yeah, you know, your little,
of course.
And then you just pick, you know, pull up your boots and just keep moving.
Nothing good without resistance, right?
Right.
Is what they
right?
say. Terry Anderson, listen, our last chat here in 2025.
I know.
We'll talk to you in the new year. I believe on the 9th.
We'll be back,
we'll talk then. All right.
Yep. So wish everybody a Merry Christmas and stay safe.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Terry Anderson, CHI St. Francis, CEO and President. We talk with Terry every Friday here, The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW, 934. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, we talked weather with Endon Director Daryl Richeson.
It looks to me like in the long range, it's actually going to be fairly nice, as you kind of teased and alluded to earlier.
Yes, there's going to be this humongous ridge of high pressure. So the jet stream is going to go, say, from San Francisco up through Montana, well to our north of Winnipeg, and then slide down towards Boston. So everyone pretty much between the Rockies and the Appalachians are going to see a really warm week. And some folks down to our south that would like to have maybe a little chill in the air for Christmas, it's going to be warm, you know, like a couple hundred miles, 300 miles south of here for Christmas Day. But for us, it should keep the pattern quiet. And we should see above average temperatures much of next week, which might be warm enough to melt what little snow we have left on the ground.
Well, and here's the other thing. I don't see any wind speeds over like 13 next week.
I'm sorry. You know, on paper, it shouldn't be very windy next week, but, you know, it's where we live. I don't know if I would use 13. I'd be happy if it stayed under 25, but, you know, it does look really pleasant, and there shouldn't be a lot of wind. And as you already alluded to, after this week of four straight windy days and today just being, you know, crazy wind, it'll feel really, really nice once we get past and the pattern changes.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative held a hearing this week on the Phase 1 trade agreement with China negotiated during President Trump's first term. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says that the initial trade agreement delivered tremendous benefit for the U.S. beef industry. He says American beef exports to China increased from $300 million in 2020 to over $2.1 billion in 2022. which was almost exclusively because of the Phase 1 deal implemented in 2020.
It's only recently that we've seen a backslide in terms of performance. We all know that this recent issue here in 2025, where the majority of the U.S. beef plants were not relisted in the China CIFER system, this is obviously one of the major beef industry concerns on the trade side of getting these plants relisted for China.
This is Ag Central.
When it comes to grain storage and handling, Brock Solid Bins from Gateway Building Systems are built for the bushel. Gateway's expert team will help you maximize profits and keep your operation up and running. Gateway is one of the largest Brock Bin dealers in the U.S. Don't wait. Expand your operation and plan for your future. Call Gateway Building Systems at 800-747-4499 or visit gatewaybuilding.com today.
That's a check of our Ag News update to the Ag Central Radio Network.
It's your morning Ag News and Markets, brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, it's Amanda at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. Brr. Old Man Winter is right around the corner. Beat him to the punch. Call me, Amanda, and schedule a time to have your heating fuels filled. We thank you for your business.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got a cloudy sky and two below. It is Friday, December 19th. On Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. Minnesotans will be impacted by new laws that go into effect January 1st. Workers' rights will expand to guarantee up to 20 weeks of paid family and medical leave and require meal and rest breaks for longer shifts. Consumer data privacy rules will increase, giving residents more control over how companies collect and use personal information. Hunters will see an end to shotgun-only deer zones, and boaters will pay higher watercraft surcharges. Residents requesting an absentee ballot online will need to provide a Minnesota driver's license or state ID card number, along with the last four digits of their Social Security number. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
This winter, get smart with energy savings and upgrade to a smart thermostat with help from Breckenridge Public Utilities. Many of today's smart thermostats learn your schedule and adjust automatically. And with Wi-Fi capabilities, they put control at your fingertips. There's a simple, convenient way to save on energy bills, all while keeping your home cozy. Plus, with holiday discounts and rebates on Energy Star models, switching has never been easier. Call 218-643-4681 or visit brightenergysolutions.com to start saving energy and money one degree at a time.
At least 14 state-run programs in Minnesota have been flagged for fraud, according to a prosecutor who made that announcement yesterday. He announced new charges in several schemes. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said during a news conference that federal officials suspect a significant portion of roughly $18 billion paid out by Medicaid to Minnesota programs was fraudulent. Thompson says what we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's swamping Minnesota. Investigators' new findings may bolster President Trump's claim that Minnesota is a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity under Governor Tim Walz, who was a Democrat's vice presidential nominee in last year's presidential election. Trump has capitalized on the fraud cases to target the Somalian diaspora in Minnesota, calling them garbage and saying that he doesn't want immigrants from the East African country in the U.S. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, head to our website, kbmwnews.com.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Meteorologist Mick Care. Cold morning. We bottomed out about 10 to 15 below. I-29 eastward, 5 to 10 below eastern North Dakota. But it's already in the 20s above out west. We have another clipper system coming through today. This one not nearly as intense as yesterday, but we will see some rain, some snow, some freezing rain, and a fair amount of wind. Today, gusting to about 30. Tonight, gusting to about 40. We have a winter weather advisory from mid-morning to late afternoon. High today, mid to upper 20s. Wind out of the southeast, 10 to 25, gusting to 30. It's after midnight tonight. The wind switches to the west, gusting to about 40 miles an hour. Saturday morning, low 0 to 5 above. Tomorrow, sunny, falling temperatures, breezy, cold wind chills, 5 to 10 below Sunday morning. Sunday, sunshine in the 20s. And most days next week, highs in the 20 to 30 range, morning lows, teens above. Worry-free travel weather for Christmas week. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Talking to you every weekday morning. Nothing else I'd rather be doing. Bill Dablo, 6 to 10, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
We could try the coast of Carolina. Catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the sunshine.